Who are you calling a bitch?
Hey, what's up, everybody? You know what time it is. It's time for the Bitter Black Bitch Show. That's right. It's me, Miss V, and I'm here to dish it up and let you guys know what's going on. First, I'm going to start off saying that the Bitter Black Bitch Show is going on hiatus. It's going to be a short hiatus, but we've got to do some reorganizing. So tonight's show is really going to be a short show. You know, I did not want to leave you guys hanging and you guys say what's going on and why was there no show. What's going to happen in the meantime? We're going to play, we're going to have archive shows playing for a minute, and then when we return, we will be returning as a podcast until we get our new co-host. And once we get our new co-host, then we will come back live. But you'll still get all my craziness and you'll still get all my tweets. But to make sure that I don't bore you guys to death and you're not like ready to jump ship, it was best that I decided to turn this show into a podcast. And that way I can upload it and you guys could still get everything you want with not without all of the me pausing and me thinking. You know, I do have some things to rant about this week, but I don't even have an hour's worth of stuff. And this show, it's only good when I'm talking to people back and forth. And since this is not a call-in show, it was better that we made this show a podcast. So in the meantime, I was going to talk about a couple of my pet peeves that I've got. And one of my biggest pet peeves is, oh, God, it is rude salespeople. You know, when people are just totally rude when you go to a store, it's like, can it get any worse? And a lot of times people don't realize that how you treat a person in a store really will reflect upon if that person comes back, if that person does anything, but it will really, really, really reflect on the store. And I'm going to talk about bad people, and I'm going to talk about good people. I'm going to start with the bad people because I've been in quite a few stores lately where it's just ridiculous with the type of service I've gotten. And I'm going to start with restaurants. Saturday, went to a restaurant. We went to dinner. Now, this was not a really it's more of a family restaurant, you know, pizzeria type where you could bring your children. I won't say the name of the restaurant, because I've been to this restaurant in another city many a times, but this particular location, which is a new location, and it's a local owned, so again, I don't want to put out their name. But our waitress, we go to sit down. Now, my fiance does not drink alcohol at all. I am the only one who drinks in this relationship. And I don't overindulge. When we go out, you know, it's me and him. We're at a restaurant. We sit down, and waitress comes to us, and, you know, I order a drink. Now, this drink, I did not gulp it. I didn't try to, you know, as they say, prove that I could outdrink anybody. I sipped on it. It was a martini. And as I'm drinking the drink, you know, I'm not even halfway done with it, and our waitress comes over and she's like, you want another drink? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And she's like, you sure? You know, and I'm looking like, do I have that I'm an alcoholic look on my face? I mean, it was really kind of weird. But from that point forward, our service really diminished, because it was like, because I did not want another drink, and I said, no, I wasn't rude about it. You know, it was a drink. It was, you know, it was early in the evening. We were out, and I, you know, he ordered the appetizer, and I ordered this martini. And the martini was really good. Don't get me wrong. It was a very good martini. But, again, it's early evening. I'm not at a club. I'm at a family restaurant. I mean, my food hadn't even came. So why would I sit here and you know, without food on my stomach, be ordering 2 tons of drinks. And on top of that, you know that the drinks are not cheap when there's no price on the menu, okay? I'm just saying that. I'm putting it out there. I go plenty of places. When you go to a restaurant and the price for the drink is not on the menu, then you know that it's not a cheap drink. Does that mean that it's an expensive drink? No. It just means that you're not going to be sitting there ordering 4 or 5 drinks and running up a bar tab. But the whole thing is that she turned around, and when I said, no, I did not want another drink, you know, which I'm entitled to not have another drink, she proceeded to pretty much go ghost on us, turn ghost. I mean, basically, where the hell was she at? We couldn't find her. I mean, our appetizers took forever to come. And it's just like, seriously, when can we get our food? When can we get anything? And she just turned totally ghost, and it was rude. And for every little thing, we had to call her. And I understand that, you know, in this country, people depend on their tips. Well, our bill came up to enough where she should have gotten like an $8 tip. She did not get the tip that she should have gotten because she didn't give us the service that we deserved. And I don't know if she thought she wasn't going to get a tip or whatever, but I believe in tipping. I was brought up tipping. I tip any place I receive service, I tip. And the fact that, you know, she ended up getting a $5 tip versus an $8 tip, you know, I don't even think she really realized. I wasn't mean and cheap when I gave her the $5 tip. I gave her what reflected in the service that I received, because I received horrible service. And I felt that I should not have had to have received the service I received. I shouldn't have to have another waiter or waitress hunt you down to let you know that we're ready to go. I shouldn't have to hunt you down for my bill. I shouldn't have to hunt you down when I'm trying to pay my bill. These are things I shouldn't have to do. You know, it wasn't, let's get it clear, it wasn't like there was 5 million people in this restaurant. There was a family in the table next to us. I mean, it really wasn't crowded. It was a Saturday night. And like I said, this is a family restaurant where people come. But I just wasn't happy, and she was ghost. And I think that when you are in a service industry and you are, when part of your pay depends on tips, I'm not saying come kiss my butt and ask me if I need a wipe, but I'm definitely saying be available. You know, and like I said, once I said no, I did not want another drink. I don't know if she thought that I was drinking because I was mad or whatever, because, you know, a lot of times you see people come into a restaurant, you don't realize one person drinks, the other one doesn't. It's just in our relationship, he's a non-drinker. And since he's a non-drinker, I don't feel uncomfortable ordering a drink. You know, shit, he'll order a drink for me. You know, unless I say, no, I don't want nothing to drink. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I think that when people look at situations and make an opinion, and I've had people do this to us, and this is how I notice that when we go out, if he doesn't order anything to drink, they assume, because I sit down and I immediately order a drink. It's a habit that I've been in for years. Normally when I go out with my girlfriends and everybody, that's just what we do. You know, we sit down, we look, we order appetizers. Before we order our appetizers, we order and drink. That's just what we do. So it's common. I go out with my family, I do the same thing, you know. So with him, it's not any different. It's just that I think that we've had people say, wow, she must be really pissed because she sat down and had a drink. No, I wasn't pissed. I'm never pissed when I sit down with him and we go to dinner. We don't go to dinner if one of us is pissed, because it's not a good dinner. You know, there's no communication. We go to dinner when we, you know, are in a very good mood. And rest assured, she reflected, and she pretty much let it be known, in my opinion, that a tip wasn't on her mind. At least she didn't act like it was. Now, that's my bad service. But I will tell you, excellent service. We went to a photo studio. Again, I won't say the name, even though it's a national chain. and it's in a department store. We went and took pictures. And the photographer was very great, you know. We got there a little late. I was frustrated because we got late. She was getting ready to call us as we were walking in. But, you know, she made our experience so much fun because I realized when I got there that the shoes I had on made me taller than him. And pretty much says, how does that happen? I am 5'3". My fiance is 5'7". Well, I wore wedges, and I wasn't paying attention. And before any of you make a comment, no, we do not live in the same house, so I didn't realize it. If he would have been here and we were getting dressed together, I would have realized I would have put on different shoes. I did not realize it. So whoop-de-doo, no, I didn't realize it. But this photographer, she was so great to make sure that, you know, I didn't look like I was taller than him and towering over him, and I didn't have to take off my shoes. She did us in poses where I was actually, you know, where I didn't look like I was taller than him. We did, like, a lot of sitting poses. But it was just, like, really good, and I really appreciated her. And she made her session fun. You know, she called the night before, and she asked questions, and I was like, you know, just give him a smile because he's not a big smiler. You know, he's not – he doesn't cringe at people. He just is not a big smiler, and taking these pictures was like pulling teeth to get him to go. So it was like, okay, you know, we got this. Let's get this done. So we had a nice time doing it, and she made our experience so wonderful that it was, you know, all I could do is say thank you to her. You know, she made it very, very comfortable for us. You know, even though I was so uncomfortable, and especially after I saw the pictures, I wasn't happy with me. The pictures are really nice pictures. This was a reminder that I needed to get back in the gym more. That's why me and the gym are really best friends. I'm loving the gym right now. Even if I don't love the gym, I'm loving the gym right now. But with that, you know, these are the things that I have to go through. And, I mean, people need to realize that's an example of very good service and very bad service. I mean, all I could do is say if where the photo still was, they took tips, you know, she would have gotten a tip because we were just really happy. You know, that's the best way to put it. Very happy, you know, no complaints. And we liked our picture. Restaurant, I'll do carry out next time. I'm just saying, I will do carry out next time. And I should have known something when there was a woman who got her carry out and wasn't gone 3 minutes before she came back because they messed up her order. So I should have known something was going on, but I was like, nah, you know, can't be. But it was. Therefore, you know, I had to deal with that. Okay, what else? Oh, my famous pet peeve. You guys know at least once a week I got this pet peeve. People riding my ass when I drive. All I could say is that the speed limit here is 70. Now, I won't say what freeway because the police might be listening and I don't want y'all giving me a ticket. But on any given morning, I'm doing 80. 80 is going with the flow of traffic. If I'm doing 80 and your ass is riding my ass and flashing your lights and I'm going past people, the odds are I'm not moving to let you by. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to move to let you go past me. And the reason why I'm not going to move is because I'm going 80 and I'm going past people already. To move to go past them, to move over to let you go around me, I will almost hit another car. Not going to happen. There is nothing that's going on at 6 in the morning that anybody needs to ride anybody's ass and flash the light. And I'm saying that because I know what time I leave my house. I know where I got to be. And I can tell you with all of that, it's bullshit. Utter bullshit. No need, no reason to ride anybody's ass that time of morning. And I watched the car that did it go around me and there were a couple of other cars. They didn't move either. At the end of the day, if you are running late for work at 6 in the morning, maybe you need to leave earlier. Or you need to get that, I'll get there when I get there attitude. If you got a job that's going to fire you because you was late one too many times, maybe you should be reevaluating yourself. Because I get up at 3 in the fucking morning. 3. And I go to the gym. I go to the gym. I come back home. I take a shower. What do you want, little dog? And I have a little dog that's begging me right now. And I get ready for work. And I'm out of here. And I'm very, very seldom late for work because I leave out of my home at a decent time to get to work. So if I could do all that, sometimes you might want to adjust the time you get up. You might want to adjust something. But trying to run people off the road ain't going to help you get nowhere quick. I'm just saying. Because I can tell you that if riding behind me this morning you were proving a point, the only point that you realized was that I was going past cars, you was going past cars, and we ended up seeing each other pretty much at the same spot. Therefore, nothing got accomplished that you wanted to have done. I'm just saying. Nothing at all got accomplished that I'm sure you wanted to have done, be it that you were trying to run someone off the road, be it that you were trying to get to point A to point B. I have no clue. All I know is that there's nothing that you were doing this morning that made it where you were going to run me off the road or get me to react a different way. And with that, you know, if you really got to be someplace like that, get up earlier, leave your house earlier. But don't be trying to run people off the road because you get people like me who really don't care about whatever you're going through, don't care that you're trying to get wherever you're trying to get because it don't matter. It really doesn't matter. And at the end of the day, the only person that's really worried about where you're trying to get is you. Quit riding people's asses. Okay, another thing. People who think they know everything, I'm just going to put this out there because there are so many people who, especially young people, if you are under the age of 30, like we all were at some point in time, let me get something clear to you. There is nothing that you know or are doing that someone older than you hasn't already experienced. And the reason why I'm putting that out there, because I'm noticing that more and more young people under the age of 30, especially these damn millennials, y'all are some of the laziest motherfuckers around, flat out lazy. Y'all want to get paid. Y'all want places to stay, but y'all don't want to pay for anything. And I'm not saying all of you, but a great deal of you really are the most irresponsible people in the world. And it's sad that I've got to say this, but I'm realizing more and more that you guys need to get up off your ass and actually work and earn everything because y'all don't want to work for anything. Y'all have an excuse for everything that goes on in your life and you don't want to take responsibility, and that's sad. It's really sad that y'all do this. Because there's no need for it. There's no need for you to make excuses for the things that you do. But yet and still, y'all do. Y'all don't work. When y'all do work, y'all got excuses. You know, if they say yada, 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 you know how everything goes. And it's ridiculous. You know, it's really sad that y'all go through this and that y'all do this constantly and then y'all want other people to pay for your mistakes, your mishaps, or whatever you want to call them. You know, it's just the way y'all do it, and it's ridiculous, and nobody's going to pay for it. God damn, I'm trying to, oh. Damn, I'm trying to figure out. I really am having a hard time. I'm trying to give you guys at least 30 minutes because I think it's fair that you guys get 30. You know, I wanted to give you an hour, but an hour is going to be hard, you know. So I'm trying to give you 30 minutes with this little we're going to the podcasting, but it's becoming really hard. I mean, it's becoming real hard for me to try to figure out what to say. And it's not that I don't have anything to say. I don't have anybody to talk to, you know. And like I said, I'm going to give you guys 30 minutes. I'm not going to sit here and shortchange you on that. But pet peeve, my next bitch, summer allergies. Anybody who hears my voice, I've been sick for like 2 days now. The coughing is these damn summer allergies where any and everything is going on, and it's just like really crazy because I can't breathe. It wakes me up out of my sleep. You name it. You know, I'm like that miserable chick. You know, I'm that chick that nobody wants to be around because I'm coughing and hacking. It's like, what? It's making me sleep. You know, I could sit here and do everything. I'm miserable. And definitely with the misery comes everything else that goes with that misery, which is the coughing, the hacking, the what do I do? Because, you know, it's hard. It's really, really hard. And it's not a comfortable feeling. And for anybody who's never had summer allergies, it's not a happy thing, you know. I was talking this morning to my mom, because I talk to her every day, for those of y'all who don't know, and I was telling her how horrible I felt, and I was telling her that I was scared that I might have had the flu, because for those of y'all who don't think, you can catch the flu any time of the year. It's not just a wintertime ailment. And some of the things that were going on with me this morning were similar to when I've had the flu. And I told her, and she's like, oh, you don't want that. I was like, believe me, I know I don't. Because it's a horrible feeling. And, I mean, the good point of the flu, if I did have the flu, I would lose some weight because Lord knows I couldn't eat, you know. But the sad part of it is that if I had the flu, I would definitely be out of commission for about a week because that's how bad it takes me out. You know, so as they say, the good and the bad, what goes with that? The good is that I would lose weight. The bad is that I would be in the bed miserable. So as one knows, do you go with the good? Do you go with the bad? How do you deal with it? For me, the way I deal with it is I'm like, okay, I just got to deal with it. You know, it's hard when you know that you have an ailment and that you get sick easy. I'm that person who does get sick easy. You know, the sad part is that with me knowing that, I have to just ride with it. You know, they say I don't get a chance to say, oh, woe is me. I have to deal with it. Sometimes I have to go to work sick. I'm very lucky that if I were to get sick and have to be out, I don't have to go. I'm that person who's just hard-headed. I'm extremely hard-headed. I don't think I should have to miss work because I'm sick. But in the case of flu, I know I'm contagious. So it's one of those things where I have to stay home, where I can't, you know, up and go. And like I said with this, I know what this is. This is summer allergies. It's a horrible thing, but for anybody who's ever endured it, I don't wish this on you. I don't wish this on my worst enemy or anybody else because it is a horrible, horrible, horrible feeling. Horrible feeling. And, you know, that's not a thing. And I'm finding stuff to talk about because I'm remembering more and more stuff that I was going to fuss about. Another thing I'm going to fuss about, people don't know how to park. I'm going to say this because I go a lot of places, so I'm parking. But the reason people, there's a reason why there are lines made, and they're not for you to move your car over them. So if the parking space is supposed to be a certain width, you know, and your car is supposed to be in it, that doesn't mean park on that damn line because parking on that damn line, you get the asshole like me who's going to park next to you and dare you to hit my car because you shouldn't have been on the line. You're supposed to be in between the lines. And I'm going to make sure that I'm far enough on inside that line where I'm not impeding anybody. And I'm going to be able to get out into my field because it's not going to get damaged. But rest assured, why the fuck do people not know how to park? I mean, crazy ass shit. I mean, how hard is it to park inside of the motherfucking line? They are not, especially majority of parking lots make their lines yellow. Yellow is reflective at night for a reason. And there is no reason why you cannot see these damn lines. But for whatever reason, I'm always parking places where, well, motherfuckers want to park near me, or even when they park next to me, I could be right in between the lines perfectly. But nah, motherfucker got to sit there and hop over the, you know, park over the damn line. And that shit gets old and ridiculous, and it gets tiresome because I don't want to deal with that shit, and then I got to come and try to finagle out my damn car. Like, seriously, learn how to motherfucking park. I mean, it's not that damn hard, you know. And if you don't know how to park, there are schools to teach you how to do it. I mean, I know how to back up. I know how to pull in. But for whatever reason, people don't know how to park over goddamn lines, and this shit is irritating. And when I say it's irritating as hell because people want to sit there and they want to wonder why. And you can always tell a person don't know how to park because their car is normally the most fucked up car in the parking lot. Or you'll see, like, dents and shit on it, and you'd be like, oh, I know how you got that. You know, non-parking, non-driving motherfuckers. And when I'm saying motherfucker, I'm not talking about a man or a woman. I'm talking about the individual. You know, that's just what I'm saying. You know, learn how to fucking park. I mean, how hard is it? You know, if you're not between the lines, get back in your vehicle and fucking park between the lines. I mean, I do it all the time. When I'm not parked in between the lines or whatever, or I'm parked the wrong way, what I do is I make sure that I look at how I'm parked and I put my vehicle back in the line, you know, so I'm not messing with anybody else. I make sure that they can get in and out and that I can get in and out. That's just what I do. I mean, to me, it was called common courtesy. I didn't think that it was a hard thing to do. Maybe I'm asking people to do something that's unusual. Maybe I'm asking people to think. But come on now. How hard is it, you know? Fucking park your car between the lines, plain and simple. That's all you got to do. You know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, don't drive the motherfucking car. It's just like motherfuckers who drive SUVs. If you don't know how to drive that bitch, don't hop behind the fucking wheel. Because I can tell you, I know how to drive a damn SUV. I know how to drive an SUV. I know how to fucking drive a truck. I know how to drive these vehicles, and I was taught by some of the best. I was taught by truck drivers how to drive. So I know what I'm doing, and it's ridiculous to see people who don't even know how to park. I mean, literally, if you drive a damn SUV, know how to park that bitch. If you cannot back up out of the space because you are afraid or whatever, don't drive it. Plain and simple, don't drive it. You know, I tell people all the time, if you can't drive, you know, if you don't know what to do with it, don't drive it. I can fit my car in some of the smallest spaces. I can fit it in some of the largest spaces. I can fit my car many, many a places. What I cannot do is stand people. I've literally offered to park people's cars for them because they couldn't drive. I was at a parking lot one day, and me and my daughter was out, and this woman could not get out of the space. Parking lot really wasn't that tight. She was so afraid. She's like, I can't get out. I was like, move over, I'll park. And she looked, I was like, listen, I don't want to carjack you. I don't want your shit. I was like, but you're holding me up. I got in and got her driver's seat, adjusted real quick, boom, got out. Oh, I couldn't get out. You're so good. And I just looked at her. I was like, you know, you're welcome. Boom, I got out. I went back in my fucking car because she was holding up time. Plus, she was in the fucking space. I went, there was no spaces in the damn parking lot. You know, so there was ulterior motive. There was no spaces in this parking lot. And when there are no spaces in the parking lot, and I mean no spaces whatsoever were in this parking lot, and she couldn't get out the fucking space that she was in. So instead of waiting 20 minutes for her to try to figure out how to get out the damn space, I wanted to move her damn vehicle for her because it was just too damn irritating. You know, I'm just saying, fucking irritating. And that's one of those things that a lot of people don't realize. Shit like that be irritating when people don't know how to fucking drive. It's irritating. It irks you. You know, yada, 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 so on and so on and so on. That's just how it goes. And if people don't realize that it's irritating, take a lesson. It's irritating and it's a pain in the ass. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys some music for the next 30 minutes so that you'll have an hour, and then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to mix it up for you guys. Because I think you should at least get an hour. I'm not going to sit here and torture you and not give you an hour. You won't get an hour of me talking. I'll probably have some nuts to bitch about when I come back, but I'm not going to give you an hour of me talking. Because I think that's more torture of you hearing my voice and hearing all this cracking and everything that's going on versus me giving you something to listen to, you know, and some of our favorite music, you know, how we do it, you know. But we got to keep it with the theme of, you know, bitch. So, we always keep the bitch going, you know. That's just what we do. And for those of y'all who don't know what I mean, everything we do has to do with bitches. So I'll be back in a few.
Oh, shit. I guess that's one less bitch you got to worry about.
Let's describe a certain female. A female with a disease of character and attitude. If you will, a snob. However, in the view of NWA,
a bitch is a bitch. Sort from poor or rich. I talk in the exact same pitch. Now the title bitch don't apply to all women, but all women have a little bitch in them. It's like a disease that plagues their character, taking the women of America. And it starts with the letter B. It makes a girl like that think she better than me. See, some get mad and some just bear it. But yo, if the shoe fits, wear it. It makes them go deaf in the ear. That's why when you say hi, she won't say hi. Are you the kind that think you're too damn fly? Bitch, eat shit and die. Ice Cube coming at you at a crazy pitch. I think a bitch is a bitch.
Who the fuck you think you calling a bitch, you little sorry motherfucker? I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to. Let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I'm not no
bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Yo, you can tell a girl that's out for the money. She look good and the bitch walk funny. She ain't no dummy. She'd rather cut knife in. Yo, bitch, fuck what I'm driving. See a young nigga that's striving. You're through without a BMW. That's why a bitch is a bitch, I guess. Or either PMS. Here, test the girl that's kinda snobby. And I bet you dissing niggas is her hobby. And after she finished the test, grade your date a B I T C H. And watch her get mad cause she know it's true. But a nigga like me and say fuck you. Do like Ice Cube, slam her ass in a ditch. Cause a bitch is a bitch.
Why I gotta be a bitch?
I ain't call you no bitch. If you listen to the goddamn song, it'll tell you what a
song,
bitch is.
I'm not no motherfucking bitch.
I didn't say you was a bitch.
Look,
if you stop acting
you
like a goddamn bitch.
Nigga.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you. Who the fuck you think you are?
Scandalous ass hoe.
Yeah, I'm a good
fuck you.
Bitch.
Suck my dick, bitch. No scandalous ass doo-doo dog. Breath smoke. I once knew a bitch who got slack. Cause she played me like she was all back. A bitch can be your best friend talking behind your back. Yeah. About who fucking who and who's getting fat. Look at yourself for me. Now do you fall in this category? Are you the kind that won't blink? Cause you don't think your shit stink? Lucky I haven't had a drink. Cause I down your ass. Then I clown your ass. Cause the niggas I hang with ain't rich. We'll all say, fuck you, bitch. Now what can I do with a hoe like you? Bend your ass over and then I'm through. Cause you see, Ice Cube ain't taking no shit. Cause I think a bitch is a bitch.
There you have it. The description of a bitch. Now ask yourself, are they talking about you? Are you that funky, dirty, money-hungry, scandalous, stuck-up, hairpiece, contact-wearing bitch? Yep, you probably are.
Boy, bust this, man. I'm, like, real mad at these people who be, like, constantly running off at the lip. You know what I'm saying, man? They be constantly beefing, man, when they should just be chilling.
Word. They need to learn to
shut up!
always moving slow.
You talk too much.
You never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never.
You're the instigator.
The orator of town.
You're the worst when you converse.
Just a big mouth clown.
You talk when you're awake.
I heard you talk when you sleep.
Has anyone ever told you
that talk is cheap?
You talk too much.
You never shut up.
I said you talk.
Best way to start a Friday night into the weekend is Miss V and James talking about sex.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. Somebody
My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My hands are breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My hands are shaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch!
A lot of pressure you're working off, and I do understand. You have no idea how much I understand, but you also don't have any idea how much I love you. I love you so much. I think about you. I feel you in my heart. I miss you. I miss you terribly. I just always wanted someone like you in my life. I love you so much.
I just wanna fuck bad bitches. All them nights I never had bitches. Now I'm all up in that ass, bitches. Mad at your boyfriend, ain't you? You's a bad girl, gotta spank you. And gotta thank you for that head clinic. Explicit, hella photogenic. And tell your friends where the dick's at, where they can get hit and won't get back to their soulmate. Before you kiss them, use Colgate. She swallowed it. Yeah, the bitch took the whole eight and ran with it. Then let mailman hit it and hitman hit it. Damn bitches, man, this is what I'm talking about. Chicken head, chicken fed with a dick in your mouth. Out and about with your nigga like it never took place.
Hey, touch
nigga,
me.
Time it even takes.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't need you all in mine. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you. You need to give him your quality time.
You got the number. It's on you to make the call. You know I come quick, help you redecorate your walls. Cut your backyard, don't have to act hard to get the cock. And if I'm going too far, I take it out and wipe it off and put it back up. And keep going, you're trying to hide it from your husband. But I know he be knowing that your pussy's been tampered with. Did you show him that new trick of how you can make it smoke a cancer stick? You be working it like a dancer, bitch. It's hard on me not to give you all of my time that you wanted. You can give me some head, but keep the breakfast in bed. I'd rather spend my morning digging through some records instead. But tonight I guess it'd be alright if we can touch bases. Hook up somewhere and exchange some fuck faces. I know your man's looking for you, he's always trying to run you. Don't worry about me handcuffing, girl, cause I just wanna fuck with you.
On the sneak tip on some creep shit. So what you gon' do, you freak bitch? You acting like you don't do dick. That's the kind of bitch I hate fucking with. Baby was a virgin, that's what she said. So I gave her some Hennessy, she gave me some head. I fucked her on the floor so I wouldn't mess up my bed. Then little half dead put his dick on her head. Take that bitch home and give her a bone. And give her the number to my cellular phone. Now she blowing up my pager. This shit's getting major. A favor for a favor. This dick is what I gave her. Something to go by, and bitches know why. Stuff dick in their mouth and in the mouth. 24/7, Dre, Snoop, and Devin. We serving these hoes and never loving these hoes.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't
give them your quality time.
And I'm back. I know y'all was like, she gonna just keep it. No, I was not just gonna give y'all music forever. I wouldn't do that to you guys. But like I said, I promised I was gonna give you as much. You know, I'm trying to give you guys this hour because you deserve the hour. You know, and it's not fair to just, you know, as they say, leave y'all hanging and be like, oh, this is what I'm doing. Bye, peace, deuces. You know, not gonna do that to you. You know. And want to let you know that, hey, you know, this is stuff that's going on. With that, you know, like I said, it's 12 minutes left. And I don't know if y'all want to hear me talk, but, you know, I do have a Dear White People. And I'm going to give you guys an hour. If I had to sit here and play another song, and I think I will do that, I think before I'm going to end tonight's show with Dear White People. So to ensure that you guys get Dear White People and, you know, some decent stuff, I'll come back and give you guys Dear White People. How about that?
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark Black.
Nothing can measure. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow, I was bouncing so much, I forgot that I had to come back to you guys. Okay, with that, now, you know, I always got to end with a dear white people. Dear white people, let's keep it real. Let's keep it really real. You know good and damn well, when you see a black woman in public and her hair is a different way than it was the day before, it does not always mean she got a weave in her head. I'm so tired of people asking me, did I put a weave in my head? You guys know when I wear a wig. I have no shame on it. I wear a wig faithfully. But there's wearing a wig and there's me wearing a weave. And anybody who knows me knows my hair is all natural. White people, all black women don't wear weaves. I'm just letting it be known. We don't. Some of us actually got decent length hair. I know it may seem strange, but we do. I'm one of those people who, I've got, you know, a pretty decent grade of hair. I go through my shedding phases like anybody else, but don't ask me if I got a wig on or if I got a weave, because you guys know when I have a wig on. My shit is down my back when I have a wig on. I haven't worn a weave in a while. That doesn't mean I won't. But it's really funny for you guys to ask me questions when I go from curly to straight on the regular. Just wanted to say that. But with that said, I want to thank you guys for, you know, being with us for the past year and a half on our live show. We're going to come back live, but in the meantime, we're going to have some reruns going, and we're going to get podcasts up and going. And next time I hear you live will be when we get our new co-host. In the meantime, make sure you guys come back tomorrow night, because Ask Me Sweet Sports will always be live as long, and so is Hot by Sex, Sex, and More Sex. With that, I want you guys to have a great evening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.